Uh-oh. Did I lose you? Are you still there?
Yep, still here.
Okay, cool. That launched on June 29th. Well, technically in March 23rd. However, we got a residency on June 29th, which is going great. That's my biggest project right now. And also we got Epic Entertainment, which is my entertainment company. I've been running here in Vegas for like over 9.5 years now. We do themed fetish events every third Friday of the month. So our next one is, like I just said, August 20th. And also, I have my talk show on my YouTube channel, Mr. Daddy Experience, where I do a weekly podcast. I kind of took a break on that for right now, just because my show just launched, so I haven't been able to do any editing. So we, but I got I'm in the works of that right now. So that is it's a video podcast. I'd say like Joe Rogan meets Howard Stern meets Mr. Daddy. It was very comical. We do a lot of crazy edits and sound effects and stuff like that. And it's just showcase local talent, Las Vegas talent, all different types of, varieties of things. Like Murray the Magician is one of the guests. He's a big magician out here. We have an artist named Recycled Propaganda. So he's big. And we got a big artist too named Dr. Leper. And then All Gas No Breaks, if you know him, Channel 5, Andrew Callahan. He's going places right now.
Incredible. How do you balance it all? It seems like you have a lot going on. How do you balance it all?
My team is really good. My team helps me out a lot. I'm a workaholic, so like, but that way, my dad always said it. The way to become a millionaire is you got to have six revenues of income coming in at all times. So I always keep that in my mind. And it's like I have just a can't stop, won't stop mentality. I can't stop, won't stop, trip drop. All the time, every time. So it's fun, and it's not something I consider working really. It's just something I'm passionate about, so it's really cool to do that constantly, And I got ADD like a mother, So for me to have all these different projects I'm working on is it helps me out too to stay focused, not get burnt out,
I think I met my soul person because I'm getting that way.
Yeah.
Yeah,
What do you
always
got
have
going
to
on?
talk. Well, I have this, I have my show, I have another website going on, I work full time at a university, so I'm
Oh,
all
wow.
over the place. Yeah.
Renaissance woman, that's what's up. I love that.
Nice. Yeah, it's good. It's like there's no such thing as sleep most of the time, but I'll sacrifice sleep to make my dreams come true.
Right? I love that. You're an inspiration. There should be more
Thank
people like
you.
you. Hell
Awesome.
yeah.
That's how I feel about you.
Thank you. So,
Yeah, how would you say,
yeah.
how would you describe your show? It sounds amazing and I can't wait to
It's
see
so
it.
good. It's so good. It's so good. We're all local Vegas, entertainers. We're all seasoned, we're all still super passionate about our acts, and we're all like super innovative, and we want to push the envelope as much as possible. I got the opportunity to do the show back in January during COVID, and it kind of came out of nowhere because I met up with Dean Coleman to do like I said, I throw events, and I met up with him. It was January 12th. I remember. I look back at the dates and stuff, and he said like we met up to do an event there, but he's like, I can't do parties right now because COVID, but I could throw. He said my doors are closed Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, so if you send me a proposal for a stage show, I'll entertain the idea. And I was like, oh my God, So, I've been an entertainer. Like, I introduced myself as an entertainer, and I've been in the mirror act. I don't think I mentioned that as I did earlier. Yeah, I had my Man in the Mirror act, and I traveled around the world performing on stages doing that, and also as a DJ, producer to doing that as well with the Man in the Mirror act. So, and I've hosted shows and stuff like that. I was already doing my podcast, so it's like, it took me like 2 weeks to really digest that. And I was like, oh my God, well, I can't let this opportunity slip through my fingers. And at the same time, COVID was killing me. I couldn't do anything. Like, Vegas was shut all the way down. Every entertainer was out of work. We couldn't even, I couldn't throw events because it was like quarantine, and everyone here was, taking that really seriously. So did I, because of I respect the community so much. And, so it was just opportunity, and I got with my she's my executive producer now, Tita Sativa. This woman is amazing. She's been in the circus industry forever, and she we I met her out. I saw her out in the ballroom, and I was like, hey, I got this opportunity. Would you want? When I saw her, I was like, oh my God, this is the person I need to do this with, right? And I offered her the opportunity. And yeah, so we met up at my house like that next week, and we kind of made up the, I was like, you know, we'll do a variety show. I'll host it, you know, because she has her act too. She has like a snake charming act. She has multiple acts, but she's using her snake charming act in the show. And her, with both of our connections in the entertainment field, like with her circus connections and my you know, production connections out here on the Strip, we came up, we decided to call 16 of our acts, and, you know, 16 friends that do acts, and we don't want to call everyone and put a blast out, but we wanted to just do like 16 people that we know could kill it. And we met up the next week, and we had 8 of the acts confirmed that they would just be doing, because everyone's out of work, right? And so with our 2 acts, we had 10 acts, and I was like, okay, we got a show here. This is crazy. So we put it together, and we put together a proposal, and I sent it out that next week. And this time it was already like almost, you know, almost Valentine's Day, though. But we put it out, and then Dean took me like a week and a half to get back to me, and I was like just blowing him up. And finally we got the meeting to go down there, and, you know, I could tell, like, as soon as we saw each other, it was like it just – just the energy was so great, and we're like birds of a feather, me and Dean, and, you know, we got the deal, so we got to do the show March 23rd at 7 o'clock and 10 o'clock. It was just a one-off thing, you know, so on a Tuesday night. And, I mean, I knew the show was going to be good, right, but we put it together in like 3 weeks, and I'm talking like with all the lighting and the visuals and the music and the run of the show and the format and the team and the crew, and like just to get everyone together on the same page. It was a feat, and it was like 3 weeks later, and we did it on March 23rd. And I knew the show was going to be good, but like I said, I mean, I didn't really know it was going to be that good. It was crazy. And so everybody loved it. Like, all my friends showed up. We did sold about 150 tickets, which was great. It's a short time. And, you know, we got 5-star reviews from everyone. It was insane. And Dean decided, like, his team was like, yeah, we'll have you guys back. But right after that, you know, the city opened up all the way. So he was, like, crazy busy with his 4 shows he was doing already. And it took about a few months for him to get his bandwidth opened up enough to where he could take on another show. And boom, we went back in, and we set up Tuesdays and Wednesdays residency there at 9 o'clock. It was a big deal. It's crazy. Mr. Daddy's Cabaret, you know, which was still a surreal feeling. I'm still kind of in shock about it, you know.
It's amazing. You're amazing. I can't wait to go and see it. Like I said, I hope to get out there. Hopefully, you know, everything's over now. I'll be able to travel with the trip.
You're breaking up. Hold on. Let me see if it's me.
Yeah.
I didn't hear the last part. So yeah. Oh, you're okay. Yeah. You get out here. I'll definitely get you front row for the show easily.
Thank you.
Yeah, for sure.
So what's easily, next for you? What's next?
Well, a little bit more about the show. I mean, the show is, I'm going to tell you more. The show is a 12-act variety show, right? Hosted by me. So the show starts with me as Man in the Mirror, which is an all glass mirror suit that I built as an art installation for Burning Man back in 2012, and it just turned into an act of mine. And so I started out, we're starting with the Man in the Mirror, and then we go into Mr. Big Stewart, which is a drag queen on stilts that does like this really crazy, I don't want to give you too much, like a crazy, it's definitely weird in the best way possible, drag queen on stilts situation. And then it's after that is Rudy Kobe. He's a magician, super famous magician that was on Nickelodeon and everything growing up. And like, he's been in the game for 30 years now. So like, and then after that we have Miss Jacqueline. She does a ball act on stilts. I'm sorry, hoop act on a ball, a balance ball, which is crazy, where she has like 50 hoops at a time. And then after that, we have Bazoo the Clown, which is a freak show clown, hilarious freak show clown, that does not a scary excited clown, but like your clown next door kind of vibe. He's great. And then we have Johnny Boy, which he does this really sexy aerial pole act. So he's amazing. He's actually a world-renowned coach for stretching and all kinds of aerial acts as well. And the whole time we have Kendo. He's the America's number one beatboxer, you know. So he's doing music in between each act while I'm coming out and doing comedy in between each act, all comedy routine that I'm doing, which is hilarious. You know, I'm doing a lot of crowd interaction and stuff like that. And after that, we have a foot juggler, Astonishing Lola. She does this crazy foot juggling act, which is insane. I've never seen anything like it. And then we have after that is is Tita Sativa, which she's a hypnotizing hippie. She does the snake charming act, right? And then we have a whole epic rave in there where we all come out with our, the whole cast is involved with that. We have some choreo with, like, we drop the lights down. It looks like it'll be on a nightclub scene. And then we go into Jen Rinaldi, and she does the aerial chain act, which is insane. Like, straight up got chains from Home Depot. It's like silks, but with chains. And then the final act is a Shabari act, which is a rope play act where we all, like, kind of, we have a sacrifice. And it's a really crazy finale for the show. Like, you don't see it coming. So it's about 75 minutes, and it's, like, nonstop with things that you've really never seen before. Layered with my comedy routine, which is definitely Vegas style. It's like the definition of a Las Vegas show. Like, everything that you would want in a Las Vegas show is in this show.
I love it. I'm so excited for it. And one thing I like to ask you about interview is, tell me a fun fact about yourself.
I mean, something that I don't really talk about very much, I don't tell people because it's kind of hard to believe, is that I was on the cover of Rolling Stone in 2013. From Burning Man. I made my Man in the Mirror suit for Burning Man as an art installation, like a walking art installation, because, you know, one of my gifts is reflecting other people and helping other people feel how they make other people feel, whether it's good or bad, you know. And I kind of wanted to build something that kind of had that and, like, encapsulated into it, you know. So built that, and, like, I was there at the temple. Are you familiar with Burning Man at all?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, I love it. I love Burning Man.
Yeah, me too. Oh, yeah, our photographer there, he had all the credentials and stuff like that, and he like pulled me to the side. He's like, "Hey, can I get some shots of you out here in Deep Fly?" And I was like, "Okay, cool, yeah, let's do it." And so, yeah, you know, like about a week later, I started getting these notifications on my Facebook, and it was like, you know, Rolling Stone, Rolling Stone, Rolling Stone, which is crazy. So that's something that's pretty fun fact, I guess you could say.
I like it. I like it. Yeah. I have to find that now. I have to Google this and find it.
Yeah, if you Google my name, Stephen McWithy, Google my Stephen McWithy, Rolling Stone, Burning Man, it should pop right up.
All right, I'm going to check it out.
And there's a lot of things. You Google my name, it won't come right up. But you Google Rolling Stone with my name and then Burning Man, it'll come right up.
Nice. I'm definitely going to do that. And since we're also a TV site, what are you watching on TV these days?
I watch Gaia a lot, to be honest with you. Gaia, are you familiar with Gaia?
No.
Gaia is like Netflix for the woke, I would describe it as.
Okay,
it's a bunch of programs, like original programs about consciousness and how to raise your awareness, and a lot of disclosure stuff with like extraterrestrials and all that kind of stuff, and how to rewire your brain to where you're not to rewire your programming from what we've been programmed by, like growing up in the society of, you know, public schools and things like that. You know, it's a lot of stuff that I would never, like, people that I would never even think of, because we don't know what we don't know, right?
Exactly.
They really break it down factually, and it's like, oh my God, this is crazy. And it's just stuff that people don't talk about, you know. And you know, some of it's like, you talk about it to some people, and they're like, okay, this guy's crazy. But but the way that they break it down is so, like, on point. It's really cool.
I'm definitely going to check
that out. It's just like Netflix, you know, kind of, but it's like the shows aren't like that, I guess you can say, right?
Nice. I'm definitely going to check that out. And where can we follow you on social media so we can see everything else that you're up to?
Mine is Official Mr. Daddy. It's MR, Official, then MR Daddy. And that's mine. That's my personal one. And that's on my Facebook, is my name, Stephen McWithy, but I'm usually just on Insta. But my shows is Mr. Daddy's Cabaret. My companies is Epic Entertainment. That's EPYK_ENT. And then I have my Man in the Mirror page, which is my performance page, which is Man in the Mirror LV.
Beautiful. I'm going to add you to everything.
Yeah, and then my YouTube channel is Mr. Daddy Experience, and that's where I'm going to have my podcast. So the goal is to have the end game is going to be with me on the strip promoting my show on Tuesdays and Wednesdays during the day with my cameraman out there with my mic and just be interviewing people. Like if you go on my YouTube channel now, you'll see like what I'm talking about. And so I'll be doing like crazy, like weird guerrilla interviews, journalism. And then every week I'll release my video talk show podcast, which will be like an hour or so long. And so I'll be able to create content while promoting my show on the strip and release that throughout the week and then put my podcast out every Sunday. So, yeah. That's the goal to do, like, because I really want to do that. I think it's really fun, and I have a ridiculous amount of fun with it. You know, it's friggin' hilarious. Like, it's so funny. I'm so funny out there. So.
Yeah, I will definitely check it out, and thank you for taking the time today. I really appreciate you.
Oh, I appreciate you, and definitely let me know. This is my cell phone number, if you got it on your caller ID. But
yes.
Let me know whenever you get to Vegas, or if you have any of your friends or family that come into town, we'll hook them up with some tickets. And I got my club connections, everything like that. So.
Oh, perfect. Thank you so much. You have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you, Sammy. I appreciate it. You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.